When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome back, fans of the strange and the supernatural, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your guide, Raven Vale, and tonight we delve into a true enigma, a case that defies logic and challenges our very understanding of reality. We speak of an ordinary airport, a routine inspection, and a man who arrived from nowhere, carrying a passport from a country that simply did not and does not exist. We speak of the confounding mystery of the man from Tord. Picture, if you will, the bustling Haneda Airport in Tokyo, Japan. The year is 1954. The world is a few years removed from a devastating war, rebuilding, reconnecting. International travel is a much more rigorous affair than it is today, far less common, and customs inspections are thorough, meticulous, a vital line of defense. It is against this backdrop of ordinary bureaucracy and vigilance that the truly extraordinary unfolded. On a warm day in July, among the usual stream of passengers disembarking from a flight originating in Europe, a man stepped forward for inspection. He was well-dressed, seemingly unremarkable. A middle-aged Caucasian, perhaps in his 50s, with a neatly trimmed beard and a confident, almost aloof, demeanor. He spoke French fluently, but also a smattering of Japanese and several other languages. He presented his travel documents, a passport, several European currencies, and even traveler's checks. All appeared to be in order at first glance. But then, the customs official, seasoned and sharp-eyed, paused. He looked at the man's passport again. And then again, the country of origin, boldly printed on the cover, read, Tord. A ripple of confusion went through the customs desk. Tord? The name meant nothing. The official, assuming a simple error, or a country he was unfamiliar with, perhaps a newly formed republic, politely inquired about the location of Tord. The man, with a slight frown, pointed definitively to a specific spot on the map of Europe. He pointed to a small, mountainous region nestled between France and Spain, precisely where the Principality of Andorra lies today. He looked up, bewildered by the official's blank expression. Tord, of course, he stated, as if speaking to a child. It is my home. It has existed for 1,000 years. The situation quickly escalated from a routine check to a baffling interrogation. The man, whose name was identified on the passport as H.P. Gabor, insisted passionately that Tord was real, that he had lived there his entire life, that it was a thriving nation with its own history and culture. He produced his passport again, inviting closer inspection. And indeed, the passport itself was a marvel. It looked authentic, bearing the official seals of what appeared to be the government of Tord. It had a unique, seemingly official design, unlike any fake document. It even contained legitimate-looking entry and exit stamps from numerous countries across Europe and beyond, including many from Japan itself, seemingly validating a long history of international travel. Yet every map, every atlas, every official record available to the customs agents showed no nation by that name. In its place, only Andorra, or sometimes just a blank space. The customs officials, now thoroughly perplexed and more than a little suspicious, brought out various maps. They pointed to Andorra, asking if he meant that. The man became increasingly agitated, even distressed. He vehemently denied that Andorra was his home. He pointed to the spot on the map again, insisting, his voice rising in frustration, that this was Tord and that their maps were incorrect. His confusion mirrored their own. but his was born of profound disbelief that the world he knew seemed to vanish before his eyes. He couldn't comprehend their ignorance. What followed was hours of intense questioning. Where did he learn Japanese? He learned it, he stated, through his trade, which he explained was in foreign trade, dealing with imports and exports across Europe and Asia. Who was he visiting in Japan? He was here on a business trip, a regular occurrence for him, with documents and contacts that, when checked, proved to be legitimate companies in Japan and Europe. He had confirmed reservations at a Tokyo hotel. Everything he said about his travels and business seemed to check out, except for the single, impossible fact of his country of origin. The Japanese authorities, unwilling to let a man with a passport from nowhere simply walk into their country, decided to detain him. They placed him in a room at a nearby hotel, not a jail cell, but a guarded room on an upper floor with two immigration officers stationed directly outside the door. His belongings, including his mysterious passport and documents, were confiscated for further examination. The plan was to hold him until they could get to the bottom of this extraordinary anomaly, perhaps through further investigation or international communication. The next morning, the immigration officers returned to the hotel room. The door was still locked from the outside. The two guards were still at their post. But when they unlocked the door and stepped inside, the room was empty. Completely empty. There was no balcony from which he could have jumped. The windows were secured and unopenable from the inside. There was no secret passage, no hidden vent. The guards had seen no one enter or leave. The man from Tord, along with all his personal belongings, his clothes, his money, and his baffling passport, had simply vanished. Vanished without a trace, leaving behind only an ordinary hotel room, an open window looking out at the Tokyo skyline, and a profound, chilling silence. The disappearance sparked an immediate, discreet, but exhaustive search. Every airport, every port, every police station was alerted. But H.P. Gabor, the man from a country that didn't exist, was never seen or heard from again. The case was quickly classified as an unsolved mystery, relegated to the dusty files of impossible events. Over the decades, the story of the man from Tord has been whispered and debated, becoming a cornerstone of urban legend and a source of endless fascination for those who dare to question the boundaries of our reality. So, what truly happened to the man from Tord? Was he an elaborate hoaxer, a master of deception whose trick involved an impossible disappearance? If so, how did he vanish from a guarded, locked room? And why embark on such a complex, seemingly pointless deception? The theories, as always, abound. Some suggest he was a time traveler, perhaps from a distant future where his nation of Tord truly existed, who somehow became stranded in our past. His confusion over our maps would make sense. His future world would have changed borders. But how would he disappear? Others lean towards the concept of a parallel dimension, a world so similar to our own that its continents and cities are almost identical, save for a minor geopolitical difference. He might have accidentally slipped through the veil, arriving in our reality, and then, just as mysteriously, slipped back out. His passionate belief in Tord, his utter bewilderment at its absence on our maps, would be perfectly explained by this theory. He wasn't lying. He simply wasn't from our Earth. Or was it simply a highly publicized, exaggerated tale, a distorted memory of a less dramatic event? The details have certainly been embellished over time, adding to its compelling nature. Yet the core elements, the passport, the interrogation, the vanishing act, persist with a haunting consistency across various retellings. The allure of the man from Tord lies in its utter defiance of explanation. It forces us to confront the possibility that our perceived reality is not as solid, as singular as we believe. It suggests that there might be cracks in the fabric of existence, fleeting moments when the impossible steps into the mundane, and that perhaps, just perhaps, in the vast, complex tapestry of the universe, there are places and people that simply do not fit into our maps, our history books, or our understanding of logic. And as the night deepens and the whispers from the dark grow louder, one cannot help but wonder if a man can step out of an ordinary flight with a passport from nowhere, what else might step in? What other anomalies are silently moving among us, carrying secrets of worlds we cannot yet imagine? And what might happen if one day our passport suddenly holds a country that no one else can find?